Hola, I'm Paulina.
Hi, I'm Bricia. And we're sisters, friends, daughters, wives, and business owners, following our dreams, just striving to be a better version of ourselves every day. All right, and we're also moms.
Welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood.
And I was jumping on the waves with Carista, and it was like, oh my God, this is the best ever. And we get in the car, we get home. She cries because I woke her up. I was like, I wish I didn't have any kids within like 3 hours.
She stopped me right there. She was like, Brisa, I want you to understand this. I seriously believe that our children choose us and we don't choose our children.
Right.
Your baby chose you to be his mom.
Mm-hmm.
He knew what kind of mom he wanted. And he chose you as his mom.
Oh, that's right. Nice. We're all sisters here to inspire, support, and guide each other to dream bigger and to enjoy every moment of this extraordinary journey that is womanhood. ¿Listas?
Here we go.
¡Super Mamas!
Hola, Super Mamas! This is Paulina.
And this is Brisa. And today we're celebrating 100 episodes.
Woohoo! 100.
We're going to talk about how it's changed us as mothers, as women, as friends, our favorite moments, things we've learned, and a little bit about us.
I know. In case you don't know about us, we're going to tell you a little bit about ourselves.
We interviewed ourselves a little bit. So I hope you guys enjoy the show, and thank you.
Thank you again. We love you so much.
100 episodes. Here we go.
Enjoy.
Hello.
For the 100th time.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. We are celebrating this week. Jesus Christ.
100 episodes. Did you ever 100. Think we're going to do 100 of these?
No. I had no idea where we were going to be, where we started. It was
now, this is 100 episodes, but we did like have like a few mini in between. So I feel like it's sort of cheating, but whatever. It's still 100 episodes.
It is 100 episodes. I mean, look at our feet. It's 100.
Yeah, I know.
It's 100. 100 times we've been this behind this microphone. That's crazy.
Not counting the times we did in air, because we've messed up. What about like the first time we recorded? We sounded like we were inside the restroom.
I haven't. I should hear it back.
I don't even want to hear
it
back.
It's kind of embarrassing. But remember that day? It was like we seriously had a cardboard box.
Mm-hmm.
One microphone on top of it, a full bottle of wine that we finished.
I was so drunk at the end of the episode. One of the moms that reached out to us, her name is Esther.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing a dissertation.
Esther.
Ay, perdón. She's doing a dissertation, and she reached out to us because she wanted to include the show, and she and she wrote this like description of the first episode, and as I was reading it, I was like, it just took me back to that day.
Yeah.
Where I don't want to listen to it again because I just feel like embarrassed for myself. I don't think I could go back to that because I don't know. But reading about it was so cool. I almost wanted to cry.
Oh, what did she say?
I mean, like, she just basically described what the episode was about and sounded like. And I forgot that day Carista was in the back giving out payroll checks.
Yeah.
Remember? Uh-huh. So she wrote that in there. And
I was drunk after. What an irresponsible mother. My husband was there.
Then she said that towards the end, there are two segments that we were going to talk about, which we never did. Actually, I was like, oh my gosh. We said we were going to have a segment called Things I Bought That I Shouldn't Have, But I Did.
Everything.
Right? Now I go back. I'm like, maybe that's what we should just do an episode on that.
Oh my God.
On all the stuff.
Yes.
And the baby was, it says Brisa has a 13-week-old at home.
A 13-week-old? No. July. April, no, he May, was in, June, okay. July. He was like 3 months.
Okay, 3 months. Maybe she, yeah. Okay. Well, Esther, you have to, maybe 3 month old.
Maybe
it was 3 months old. Yeah, 3 month old. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, anyway, and it was just... It was
Fernando
just,
was in the room with us.
Yeah, it says Fernando was in the room with us. And it's just really cool. Like, just like it says, Brisa takes the lead in introducing topics, but often loses her train of thought. Okay.
I don't know what she's talking about.
Which I thought was hilarious. But that's really like what the podcast is about. both of us listen to her train of thoughts more more often than not. But then she follows with saying she's fully aware of this and non-apologetic, which is totally true.
I mean, it is. This is who we are, basically. You should hear our family conversations.
I feel like I want to reply to her and see if we could use this this beautiful description that she did, just because it was just so funny. I don't know
what a difference is. What a difference does 100 episodes make now?
Or not?
Now you're having coffee and I'm having a bottle of water.
It's only because you're pregnant, and yes, it's only because it's morning for me. And well, last time we recorded like on a Friday afternoon.
It was a Friday afternoon. It was like the week. It was the day before 4th of July. I remember. Mm-hmm. I remember exactly
4th of July weekend.
Yeah, 4th of July weekend. And we didn't have to work the next day. It was just like completely like, let's relax and record this episode, which was funny. But, you know, it's incredible because
a year later, we did our Supermama Social, our first one.
Yes,
exactly. That's on that same weekend. Yeah. On that same weekend, celebrating a year.
And what I was going to say before you interrupted me again.
I thought that's what you were going to say. I thought I was going to finish your sentence.
No, is that if you knew me personally, me, not you, you're very different. But if you knew me before the podcast, I was like the most introverted person ever.
You're like Paulina before podcast, and Paulina after podcast. Kind of. You know what though? I did listen back to like one of the intros when I was editing, and you were like, "Hi, this is Super Mamas."
I know. Well, that's what I'm saying.
This is what you sounded like. You're like, "Hola, bienvenidos a Super Mamas."
you guys gotta understand that like I've always been very over analytical of myself. So every time now I'm helping my sister edit some of the episodes, and every time I hear myself back, I'm like, oh my god, what's wrong with me?
Well, let's take a break and let's come back to talk about what we've learned and how we've changed, right?
Yeah, so many things.
How has the podcast changed us? Oh, and also, just before we break, it's these like 5 second breaks that we have. We're doing a Facebook Live today on Tuesday, April 25th at 6 p.m. on our Facebook page, where we're doing like an Ask Us Anything. Mm-hmm. And for all the Super Moms that want to tune in today, April 25th at 6 p.m. on our Facebook page. Tune in. My sister and I are just going to have like
another comadre section.
A one-on-one with you guys. So yeah.
A global comadre section.
Let's have this 5 second, these weird 5 second pauses that we have, and then come back to how has the podcast changed us as women, as mothers, as sisters? Very deep questions. I didn't even give you a chance to like drink your water.
I know. Like, come on, let me at least sip my water.
Okay, I think it's a coffee. Maybe I should not. Maybe one thing I should have learned in these 100 episodes is not to have coffee right before we record, because I get too intense.
I think you have said that before.
Oh. Let's start with you, because I feel like you're the one that's gone through this, like, I think, well, it's like everything really. It's a podcast. It's your 100th. You should celebrate your 100th Anthony Robbins experiences.
No.
Your 100th like episode. The whole situation.
I mean, I think, honestly, without sounding like super cursi,
but
I think like seriously, the podcast has seriously changed my life, like a 360. Like I said before, if you knew me before the podcast and you know me now, I am nothing. There's nothing. Like, it's like very, very small things left of who I was before. I was very introverted. Mm-hmm. We recently had an interview, and they had asked me how I met some of the girls that we... There was a question where it said, you know, how is it that you met like Linda and Patty? And I was thinking back, and I think I said this on there before, but I have met Linda and Patty for a long time because you guys have been friends before. Mm-hmm. And before the podcast started, I wouldn't even want to talk to them because I felt like they were unreachable. I was like, oh my God, I don't want to talk to those girls because I'm going to embarrass myself talking to them. They look so
put together and like they knew their shit and they were, I was like, they have their life together and I don't, you know? So when you had dinners with them, I would really try to stay away from you guys. I was like, oh my God, they're having dinner. I should go exit through the other door. I don't want to say hi to them.
And that's really, that's, you would hide?
Yeah, because
I would hide from my friends.
I would hide from your friends because I was like, oh my God, you're gonna, you know what I mean? Like, I just felt so out of place. And when I was writing back that answer for that question, I remember that when Linda was a guest on the podcast, after that, we sat down and had a conversation. And it was like, and I remember her saying, I feel like this is the first time that I've met you. And I said, I know, right? That's crazy. But that's the change that I have gone through with the podcast. I feel like I've opened up so much more to opportunities, yeah, and just myself, open up myself more to meeting people and just opening myself to other people. Because I was always very, you know, in my own bubble with my own things and I didn't want to share anything. And now I share most of my life, which is crazy.
Now
to
you
think.
Overshare.
Now I overshare. When I see moms on outside of here and they see me with my husband and they talk to him, my husband's like, I feel like they talk to me like they know me. I'm like, I'm sorry, but they kind of do a little bit too much sometimes.
You're like you don't even know what they
I'm
know.
Like, you know, don't even listen to this episode this week, or I just don't mention episodes. Or sometimes he's like, I read what you wrote, and I was like, you did? Oh man, okay.
what did you think about that?
But I think it's just been completely different. Like, my life is completely different from when I started the podcast. I've learned so many things from every guest that I have applied into my life, and it's just been such a fun ride for me. I'm a completely different person thanks to you guys, and I am very thankful because you have given me what I needed.
Quiere llorar. Quiere llorar.
No, but you know what I mean? It was a push that I needed. It was a push that I needed because I was already starting on my healing journey, I should say. But
because you had been doing therapy.
Yeah, I had been doing therapy. But after the podcast, it was just like, poof! It was just like a major push. And I think that's how I have changed. I've opened myself to new opportunities, to new things, to learning, to enjoying, to meeting people, to going places. And it's just been such a fun year and a half. And I just want to continue. You know, it's been really fun.
I know. It has been really fun. It's
right?
It's been great watching you grow and how this was just like, it was just going to be like a hobby, you know?
Yeah.
It was like, oh, let's just do it. And we just kind of went on without even really knowing what we were going to get ourselves into. And for me, it's just been so great to see how it's evolved.
Yeah.
You know, to see the growth of the show and the growth of really what we've been creating. To me, that's the most exciting thing. I love what we've created. Like, mm-hmm. I love that we've connected so many moms together.
Yeah.
I think to me, that's where I get the most joy out of everything. Like, to see how when I meet two moms that didn't really know each other and like now they're friends,
mm-hmm.
and to see some of like our listeners just kind of have those deeper connections with one another, to see the interaction on the Facebook, on our private Facebook group, and how that community is built. And mm-hmm. sometimes I'm like, sit back, I'm like, that didn't exist before.
No.
Like that wasn't there, and now it's here. You know, the social last year, like when I walked in and I saw what we had created, obviously it was not just you and I, but big shout outs to Evelyn, who was actually on the show too early on, and to Betsy, because they were both, you know, very important people in putting that together and executing our vision of the day. And even just how it started off as like, oh, let's do a live taping mm-hmm. of the show, which we never even did. At the end of the day, we were like, the audio didn't even work. I'm like, I was supposed to put this as an episode, and at the end of the day, the audio people messed up and they couldn't give me the audio.
Yeah.
But we had created this like other experience, mm-hmm. and then at like I just remember, you know, I have produced many events before, and I remember just feeling like so stressful, so stressed, and just so overwhelmed when I was doing all the other events. But when I was doing the social, it was just so natural, mm-hmm. and I didn't feel any sort of stress or any feel of anxiety at all. Like, I was just felt like it was so, everything came together so easily.
It was very organic the way it yes. grew and the way it happened.
And also, the like at the end when it was gone and. Like just sitting there and just watching, just seeing like, oh my gosh, we just put this together and like people showed up.
I know.
You know, I was like, people showed up.
We didn't really think that people were going to show up.
No. I was like, what if no one comes?
What if no one comes?
Because it was so hot. Also, you guys have to understand, when we put the social together last year, we did it in July because it was like, I don't know why. I honestly, we didn't really think about it. It was more like,
it was summer. It was fun.
It was like, you know what? Let's just do a live event. Let's do, we're going to, our initial intent from last year was to do it in Mother's Day weekend. Mm-hmm. That was our initial intent. But Mother's Day came and went and we're like, oh, you know, like anything, you know, sometimes we always want to do something and then it lives in our head for years and we never make it a reality. We never make it like a tangible thing that we can see and touch and smell. We always just sort of, we have so many plans in our mind. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna do that, and they live there, and it's like a broken record that lives in our head over and over again.
Yep.
And the next thing you know, 3 years pass by. Mm-hmm. So we were like, oh, I wanna, let's do this event. And then like it came and went, and then Evelyn came to have dinner one day, and I just ran into her and we're like, let's do it. I'm like, let's do it, fine, sure, why not, let's do it on that weekend. Hey, that weekend's like a year after we do the show, like it makes sense. Not, we didn't even take consideration how hot it was gonna
no.
be. So it was so hot and I was like, no one's gonna come, what's gonna happen, like. But people showed up, and then to see people just becoming friends with one another, that to me has been like the most amazing thing.
Yeah. And even for me, seeing the moms, but also seeing my own kids enjoy it so much, I was thinking, if my kids enjoyed it this much, I'm sure the other kids did too. And I was so happy about that, because I wanted also moms to have a place where they can have a good experience themselves, but also their kids to enjoy it, because sometimes it's either or. You know, mm-hmm. it's like either you have time for yourself or is it about the kids?
Right.
So I think that's what happened at the social, that everybody had a good time. Even the dads, like all the dads that came up to us and were like, oh my God, thank you. You guys are, you know, my wife is a better person, or, you know, my wife, you know, changed herself.
One dad was like, you know, I thought my wife was crazy. And then I heard you guys. And then I was like, oh no, everyone's like that. And I was like, huh. Thank you. Sure.
I know. It's been so good. And to actually get to know so many women that are on the same, like, sintonia? How do you say it? Like, the same tune, you know? Everybody is looking for the same thing. Everybody wants the same thing. And just to recognize that there's so many women like us out there and to put them together, that was amazing. I feel like I have so many new friends now. Like,
yeah, I think to me that's also how it's changed me. Like, I've always had a lot of friends. Mm-hmm. Well, no, I've had friends in my adulthood, not when I was a little girl. But I think I've kind of learned, I've met a whole new mm-hmm. set of women, and I've learned to be friends with adults. If yes. that makes any sense, like making friends, like who are moms, and just create friendships, and it's been great. And honestly, also, having that appreciation for women who are moms. I mean, I think that comes when you become a mother anyway. Yeah. You know, at the moment you become a mother, you start seeing other moms like differently. You kind of have like, oh, you're a mom.
It's sort of sympathize.
Like, yeah, you sympathize, and you're sort of like in another, like, I don't know, difference, mm-hmm. you know? And I just wonder if that would have happened if I wouldn't have had the podcast. But I think because of the podcast, I have been introduced to a lot more moms.
Oh yeah.
To a lot more women who are moms, because before the podcast I was the first of my close group of friends who
were
moms. Yeah, yes, I am still. I think, but maybe also because I scare them, like
that might have something to do
with it. Don't have children. But yeah, I mean, aside from Patty and Linda, all my, you know, I, aside from like my super mama friends, like for my other group of friends who were before the show, I'm the only one who has children, who has a child, who's a mom. So that's sort of how it's been.
But also, I think looking at motherhood differently, I feel that if we didn't have the podcast, I wouldn't have learned to be a mother and everything that I am together. Just because we have seen so many girls come into the show and share their experiences and share how they do whatever they're doing with being mothers at the same time. And it's just giving me a different perspective of motherhood. Like, I can do many things at the same time. I don't have to get stuck to one, or I can do it, you know? Just looking at other women and getting inspired by every single host. I mean, every single guest that we've had.
Every host? Every host. Me?
Every single guest that we've had. It's just, you know, from, like, I really love, you all know how much I love Lily Love, and just seeing the way she looks at life and with four children and how she's still, like...
Did you,
like,
know that Lily Love was the first person to tell us about Tony Robbins?
She did?
Yeah.
Thank you, Lily. You changed my life.
Do you remember? You don't remember that?
No, I don't remember.
Yeah, when she came in, she told us how she heard Tony Robbins, and we were like, who's that? Oh. She was like, you guys don't know Tony Robbins? And we were like, no, we don't. I was like, who is that guy?
Yeah, I mean, you know, from like Lily and just looking at her joy. Jackie's the same way. They're so joyful. They're just always so happy and full of life. You know, Patty, who's a boss. Like a Beatriz from Me Too. That's like, oh my God, Beatriz, you know. Everybody, like, I've learned so many things from them that I have actually taken their advice and I have implemented it into my life. I've become way more spiritual. I've become way more, like, centered on, not self-centered, but centered on myself and taking care of myself after listening to all these women. That I think that's one of the biggest gifts that the podcast has given me. You know, learning from them, from their experiences, and just listen to them, like, firsthand right here, sitting down, talking, and just realizing that nobody's perfect, because all of these people that, you know, come through here, when you sit down, they're so real. Like, I don't think we've had, like, a guest that's not, that I feel that it's not real. Like, they're all so real, and they're just like us, you know, where they're just normal people. But sometimes we put, because they're in social media or whatever, we think that they're, like, I thought, like, Patty and Linda were unreachable. But no, the reality is, like, if you sit down...
But now, I don't even want to talk to them.
No, but you know...
Like, no, I'm unreachable to them.
No. Nah. But you know what I mean? Like, it's just been incredible, like, learning and listening to them and knowing them. Everybody that's come, it's just been great, you know? Every single guest. We have fun, we laugh, we cry. And it's just been really fun to know all these people. And I feel like my network has... A woman that I know, it's like, now I know somebody for something, you know. Tanya, please help me organize my house. You know, please help me potty train my child. Please help me do this. Like, I'm like, thank experts. You. Experts. That's been great. That's been really, really great.
Yeah, experts and friends, I would say. And, you know, I think one of the things that I really want to put forward and to tell moms who are listening right now is, like, the same way that you... listen to the show and whatever you get out of the show, like, that's the same way that I listen to the show.
Yeah.
Like, like, when I sit in front of a guest, I'm also learning.
Oh yeah.
You know, I am also taking in that information, and my job and what I hope that we are both doing, my sister and I, is really translating that knowledge that person has to you guys. Because ultimately, what I want to do is just give you the tools that we have, mm-hmm. you know, whether it's Ramona Ortega for the, you know, finances, oh, yeah. You know, she was so knowledgeable, to Jenny, who came to show us how to, like, potty train the kid, just everything, you know, like you said, to having women who are doing everything. I mean, do you remember when we had Ana Guerrero from the Chief of Staff, mm-hmm. Eric Garcetti, wow. who, like, gets up at 4 a.m. every morning to teach spin class, then is a chief of staff.
And she runs the city.
To the highest, like, profiled mayor of the whole country.
Yeah.
And has three children, you know, and has, like, a husband and the whole situation. Yeah. I'm like, you're like human in front of me. And here I am complaining about how like I can't work out once a week. You know? And all of us are still a work in progress. And just like in the beginning of the show, how it says we're trying to become a better version of ourselves every day.
Every day.
Every day. And I do it. And I think I do it for you girls. Like I do it. And or guys, whoever's are listening, you know, I don't know who's listening. But for all of the sisters that we've gained who are our listeners, I do it for you guys. So when you guys meet me, when you guys talk to us, like you guys know, like it's real. It's mm-hmm. not just a fake thing. Like we have to be, like I have to be better for you, mm-hmm. for you guys. So whatever you, whatever I can be that source of information to you guys for whatever you guys need, you know. And it's just been so great. And oh my gosh, like even just getting your messages, like I cry every time. You know, I cry every time I read a message. I cry every time I hear a message. Remember, our hotline's still up. We don't talk about it anymore because it's just one of those things that have kind of fallen to the cracks of stuff. But it's just been so incredible.
Yeah.
You know, and I think like one thing that people don't know is like, I think a lot of women don't know what we do for a living.
Mm-hmm.
Like we don't. This is not our living.
This is not.
The podcast is one thing that we do, but like we actually have
like a full-time job on the side.
Yeah.
On the side.
On the side. I think maybe that's why we shall talk about a little bit about what we do. A lot of people maybe don't know.
Yeah.
I guess new listeners.
Yeah.
You know, it's been 100 episodes. I mean, maybe some of the hardcore who've been from the beginning know a little bit, but even they, maybe they're like, wait, what?
Wait, this is not your job?
No, wait, you mean it's not what you do? No, this is not what we do full time. This is like hobby.
This is not the first thing I do when I walk into the office.
Sometimes it is. Sometimes it is for me. But let's have another awkward 5 second.
Let me drink my water at least. Okay?
Yeah. And let's talk a little bit about us and what we do aside from the podcast. We'll be right back. Paulina, what's your full-time job?
My full-time job, it is, I am a co-owner of Galaguetza Restaurant. And here in LA, Koreatown, please come visit us, www.ilovemole.com.
But what's your role?
Oh, my role. Well, I pretty much, you know, people ask me this all the time. And I said, well, I think I run the everyday restaurant. I'm here all the time. I run the operations of the restaurant, everything from the back of the house to now I'm getting all the way to, you know, from HR, staff, government, payments, everything, taxes. Everything, whatever happens here at the restaurant on every like a daily basis, I take care of it. From like the plumbing went bad, somebody didn't show up, somebody's fighting, you know, how much did we sell this weekend, how much did we sell this week, this year, the past 3 years, what are the taxes going to look like. I run the daily operations of the restaurant. That's pretty much what I do.
And what
80 employees.
Yeah.
And I manage 80 employees.
80.
Here at the restaurant.
80, you guys.
80.
80.
I manage 80 people here. But this is another thing that the podcast has helped me. And everything that I've learned through a podcast is connecting with my staff in a totally different level. And it's funny because sometimes they know what I'm up to because of the Super Mamas, which is awkward. You know? Some of the waiters are like, I saw that you remember when we went to Florida and someone was like, so you forgot to like schedule the hotel for the right day. And I was like, how did you know that? And I was like, oh, yeah, it's a story.
That's also social media, though. I mean, social media through Super Mamas, but yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, or, you know, the wives of the waiters or the wives of the staff.
So many wives of the staff. Like, they're like, oh, my wife listens to you. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, or sometimes I go to the back.
I think sometimes that's why I don't put so much on social media, because I'm always thinking like, oh my gosh, like my staff's gonna see this. But I don't know, I think like that for some reason, I don't know why, like
not the Super Mamas but the staff.
I know.
I mean, yeah, so you know, pretty much that, that's what I do, and that takes up most of my time. You know, this is a very large restaurant. So that's what we do. And also, you know, all of the accounting and booking for the restaurant, the I love mole, I love micheladas, and the Supermamas. So yeah, I'm in the operations.
And I've been kind of doing what I do for such a long time. Mm-hmm. So sometimes when things get written up about like the restaurant or something, it kind of always goes to me.
Yes.
Because I've been doing that for, gosh, for...
ever.
Since I was like 15.
Since you were like 8 years... No, since you were like 5 years old.
5 years old. I've been working with my dad since I was five. Like legit.
Doing the same thing.
Since I was 5 years old, I've been working with my dad. My father always spoke to me like I was his business partner. Yes. Since I was like a little girl. My sister went to Mexico for a few years for college. My mm-hmm. brother went away for college. Tita went away from college. I'm the only one who like stayed local, and I was just always working with him.
Yeah.
So I think because of that, like, it's always just been, I've been sort of this authoritative figure. And every time when things get written up, since the beginning, it was in, mm-hmm. it's always my face out in public. But I think lately it's been more of like the siblings rather than me. I think in the beginning it was a lot of me because that's how it started.
Yeah.
But me, I think I would say I pretty much with my brother, because Fernando's also in the business, we sort of oversee the overall vision mm-hmm. of the company. And that includes the restaurant, which is Guelaguetza and 3014 West Olympic Boulevard. In Koreatown, Los Angeles. You guys should come. ilovemole.com. We also launched our online store where we sell mole, mm-hmm. which is store.ilovemole.com. So I oversee that whole website. Like, I created it, and my brother started it, and we've evolved it so much and so many times. I drive all the content creation for the website.
For all the brands.
Make sure that there's people that I make sure we have clientele.
Yes.
I make sure that people walk through the doors. And then with my brother, I'm more like with I Love Micheladas. We do have an I Love Micheladas brand. So you can actually buy our michelada bottle mix. Mm-hmm. We created a michelada mix that basically it's like liquid form. It comes in a 1 liter bottle that you open, you pour 3 ounces of the liquid, and then you add your favorite beer, and you have a michelada in 5 seconds or less. And so that good. Came about because we have been serving micheladas at the restaurant since forever, since we opened in 2000, this location in Olympic where we are. And people would come and buy the mix, and we would get like empty tequila bottles, and we fill them up with the mix and sell them. And then my brother and I were like, why don't we just like brand it and sell it? And then we did. And he really spearheads everything that has to do with that.
Yeah.
But with I Love Micheladas, him and I work creatively, and I'm more of like his consultant per se to where he needs any advice or something, I'm there for him. He's gonna launch an event series called Hecho in LA. The first one's in May 5th in La Plaza de Culturas y Artes in LA. So I've been working with him, just sort of like seeing like, okay, so what is the event gonna do? Because I also do event production. That's why I put together the Supermas Social. And a couple years ago, I was the president of Taste of Mexico, and I put together Taste of Mexico in LA for like 3 years. So it's been like so many different things. But to me, I think more than anything, like, I love to create experiences. Yeah. And I love to create branding and brands and marketing and everything that has to do with just creative content. I mm-hmm. love it. And all the branding for Supermamas, everything that has to do with content creation, everything that has to do with like, let's say, initiatives and strategizing, that kind of falls on me. So that's what we do. We do have really busy lives, but we do have a lot of help yes. in our lives. And I think that's one other thing that hopefully some, I don't know if someone was going to ask us that on the Facebook Live today, but I think sometimes people ask like, how do you guys do everything? It's like, well, we do have a lot of help. I have a lot of help, but it has a lot of help. But that's also because we do so much. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there's four companies in total that it's run by my sister, my brother and I, and then our little sister just joined the company.
But she like heads another department of the company, which is
the catering.
Something that we're expanding, and it's going to become a company of its own, which is the catering of Guelaguetza. So, you know, we're just very busy. I mean, we just really like to do new things all the time. And, you know, the Michelada wasn't like a project that we're like, okay, let's just do it. The Michimobile, which is like, okay, let's just go for it, you know. We just really enjoy working together. I feel like it's one of the things that we have as an advantage, that we really like working together. And like I said, since you were 5 and I was 8, we were put in the same positions that we are 30 years later, you know?
30 years later, honey, I am not 35.
Okay, 27 years later.
25 years later.
25 years later, we're still in the same positions when Brisa and I...
30 years later, speak for yourself.
When Brisa and I were 5 and 8, my dad sent us on our first job. He had a mezcal shop in Oaxaca. And I would open up the rest of the place. I would take care of the money. I would, you know.
Because you were older.
Because I was 8 and not 5. I would like fill out, you know, call for the product, make sure we had everything in the store.
Inventory.
I was manager of like the people, the person that helped us clean.
You were in charge of Chalo since you were 8 years old.
And Bricia would go and get customers for the mezcal store. Which is funny because you still do the same thing. And I still do the same thing for all the companies. So it's just we've fallen into the right places, right? Fernando's always been very creative and very like, just he just wants to create all the time. He has like many ideas.
Yeah, but Fernando has like a mind on his own though. Like I think we both like to create, only like I am more of a ABC, like let's lay out all the bolts and knots and like figure out how to put it together. Fernando's more of like a abstract creator per se, right?
Yeah.
Like he will find the most complicated way of putting everything together. And I'll be like, well, just plug A to B. Like it's not that. Do you know what I mean though?
He's a man.
Don't you see that? Yeah. Like he's so abstract to where, like, let's say we need to get like an audio system. I would be like, oh, okay, let's just like get an audio technique and you tell him what we want and he'll do it in like a day. And where they'd be like, no, but like if we get like this Wi-Fi system that's connected to her phone and then all of a sudden download it into like people's brains, like he'll just
and then I'll get an Amazon notification with like 1,000 cables that he ordered.
Yeah. His life is just like,
what is this, Fernando? What is this? Tell me what is this for?
Like Best Buy is Disneyland.
Best Buy is Disneyland. Since he's been like, I don't know, like 5 years old. Like he loves all of that stuff.
God, yeah. That's us in a nutshell, guys. That's who we are, aside from the podcast. And it's been fun. And we're growing the Super Mama, you know, empire.
Yeah. Well, even Super Mama's how it started as, like, let's just record this podcast to like what it is now and what it's going to be coming and where we're going.
Yeah.
And
now we have like 2 people that work with us, Betsy and Jennifer, who are now part of the Superma team, and our great designer, Josh, as well. He's a guy. He's like our only male in our all girl female band. And everything is just, you know, like the people that our team. And like now we have a Superma team. So it's just...
We're all deep.
Yeah, it's been incredible. So anyway, I hope you guys found this little segment like interesting. But let's get to our last segment, our Superman Picker Tip of the Week, which, you know, can't miss. So we'll be right back. And we're back. The Superman Picker Tip of the Week. Or what originally was going to be things I bought and I shouldn't have bought. So funny,
everything that we have bought.
Pretty much my entire son's bedroom. The entire thing. Paulina,
I'm gonna do a plug here, and my pick is going to be our Super Mama's website. Because I don't know if you guys know, we actually have a website that is functional and not only serves for the podcast purposes, but now we have
our community page.
We have a community that page
we just launched this year. But I think it's started slow, but now it's
One of the things that I've always wanted to do, and it was in the back of my head, like my sister said, and I have to really thank her that she has pushed me to really
sometimes
do
too
it.
Much.
But I've done it, and I actually wrote my second piece this last week, and I'm going to start writing more because I like it. I actually do like it. I actually did enjoy it. I'm very self-conscious, but I always like at the end of it, I really like it. So you guys should check out our community blog because I'm writing now. I'm going to start writing about like my pregnancy and other things. We are doing spotlights on other girls that do not come on the podcast because sometimes they leave far or something, but you know, that we highlight what they're doing, the companies that they're creating, how they're doing, like most of the things, kind of like a mini interview with them.
Super My Sister Spotlight.
Spotlight. We also have the calendar in there with all the events that are coming up, if you guys want to know, and a way to get connected to our close group, to our social media, everything. So you guys really should check out our website more often if you don't, or
newsletter.
And also subscribe to our newsletter. Every month we are sending a newsletter with cool things or picks or favorites, things that are coming up. We'll be giving, sometimes we do like giveaways through the newsletter. So subscribe, go on the website and subscribe.
And also another thing about the site is that you can actually contact us through the site. Mm-hmm. Like there is like a contact page and it actually works. Like if you send a message, like we personally both get it. And it's great to hear from you guys. And if you guys have personal tips or ideas or just things that you would like to see from us, we want to launch Super Mama merchandise soon. Yes. You know, like what kind of things would you guys like to get from us? You know, like let us know. Ultimately, mm-hmm. like I said, we do this for you guys. So we want to make sure we're doing right by you.
And also we know that the ones that have joined our live events have really enjoyed it. So this year we have already set up 4 events, right? For this year. So you guys need to stay tuned. So far there's 4. They might be more, so far there's 4 events that are going to happen apart from the social that are going to happen throughout the year. So that is the best way to stay connected and make sure that you all get first hand tickets because they fly.
So yeah, sometimes their tickets, sometimes they're free. You know, we're going to be doing a lot of like sponsored free events throughout the year. So it's really cool. Like subscribe to mm-hmm. the newsletter. Anything else? Another pick, Paulina? Tip? Pick?
Another tip. Another pick. Be happy.
You know what? One of my picks, you know, I'm going to do this pick right now. I know it has nothing to do with like, you know, Super Mamas or whatever, but kind of. I started watching this series called Big Little Lies, I think. It's on HBO. I've heard about it, yeah. Oh my gosh, you guys have to watch this. You guys have to watch this show. It's about moms in the suburbs in Monterey in California.
Really?
But it is so funny.
Really? I thought it was something completely different.
I mean, it's funny and to where like it's so true. It's about like the politics in between like school and kids and like between kids and friends. And I mean, it's not like comedy by far. It's not a comedy. It's actually like kind of hardcore at the end. It's hardcore, but it's really, really good. Really, really good. So watch on HBO. It's only a 1 season show, which I like because I don't have to wait for the 2nd season. Like it's done. But it's really good. I really recommend it.
I have decreased by a lot my consumption of TV because my TV is no longer in my room.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so I haven't really watched TV. Yesterday I was cleaning and I started watching Scandal because I was like one eye on the cleaning, one eye on that.
No, I stopped watching Scandal.
But I just cannot add more new things.
I think you should replace Scandal. I replace Scandal. Like I don't watch Scandal anymore.
It's just so good. It's just so like
I just feel like it's the same thing over and over again. Like I was born to watch it that day. You know, I don't really watch a lot of TV actually, so I have very limited like shows or like I have a very limited amount of time that I watch it. So when I watch TV, I watch something I enjoy. So today I was gonna sit down and watch Scandal, and it was like 5 minutes in, I was like, I'm over you. Like, how many times am I going to see you going to fight with your dad and then talk about fits and then like, you know, and then be like, I can't believe this happened. My, you know, it's like, I'm done with you.
Yeah.
So
I just want to finish this one.
That's how I watched. Really, that's how I watched Pretty Little Lies. And I was like,
I've heard about it. I've seen that.
So good.
I've seen that one. I just don't have time to watch all that stuff.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I know. But anyway, for those of you who are looking to watch something, Pretty Little Lies, thebomb.com. Well, I think we said it all. You plugged in all our stuff that we're doing. Thank you, guys. Don't forget to go on our Facebook Live today on April 25th. Today.
2017.
Facebook Live. What if this 100th is a year later? Episode. Go back and watch it. You're going to live on our Facebook page forever.
My God. Thank you. Thank you again from the bottom of our hearts. It has been an amazing, incredible ride for both of us, And we are so excited for what's to come. You know, there's so many things, so many fun things we're planning. First, the social. Don't forget to get your tickets. SuperMamaSocial.com. They are flying. We have already revealed some of our speakers. Mm-hmm. Melissa Fumero, Jackie, as she said. And we're going to reveal all of the ones that are remaining. We have so many cool activities for you, for the kids, for the dads, everything. Please get your tickets because they will sell out. They will sell out.
Hell yes.
And don't forget to follow us on social media at @SuperMamas on Instagram, Twitter, SuperMamas Podcast on Facebook. And again, the website, SuperMamasPodcast.com. Check it out. Share it. Tell somebody about us. Please leave us a review. Share the love.
I believe what you were trying to say is thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow.
I know. Right? That's my life. You're welcome. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to 100th episode.
We should give like a special like recognition to the hardcore listeners who've actually heard all 100 episodes.
Oh, one more thing.
Oh my gosh, we're doing a giveaway. We're going to do giveaways all week.
Yes.
We're doing giveaways all week with Munchkin and with Ergo.
Yes. So stay tuned through our social media.
Media.
And today at our live event, at our live...
Facebook Live.
Today at our Facebook Live, we're going to reveal the first winner of the giveaway. And then we still have more surprises this week.
So stay tuned. We love you. For the 100th time,
Super Mamas!